neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland, New York, New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to the DVC Newscast. This is episode 165, and I am Peter, and I'm joined again this week by Sue. How you doing, Sue? Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July, Peter. I'm doing great.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, we're recording here right before the long weekend. There was a couple of news items here that are a little bit time sensitive, so we wanted to get an episode out before the holiday. If people listen over the weekend or early next week, we'll get some information about test track previews so that if you're going to be in town down there, you might get a shot at getting in and seeing that ride. I know they've already been, people have been posting videos. I started watching one and then I said, nope, I'm not going to do it because I tend to want to like see it when I ride it.
Yep.
So
I'm with you.
That's kind of the way I am. I watched a little bit of one and then I was like, eh. But anyways, we'll get into those stories. But before we do, let's thank our sponsor. And this week's sponsor is DVC Resale Market.
We want to give a shout out to our sponsor, DVC Resale Market. If you are in the market for a DVC resale contract, or maybe for some reason you want to sell your existing contract, definitely hit up our friends at the DVC Resale Market.
So with that, we're going to get into our stories, and Sue, the first one is about a water park?
Yeah, Blizzard Beach is closing down for fall. So for the first time in a long time this summer, both Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon are open at the same time. This Age of Plenty will end, however, come September 8th, when Blizzard Beach will be closing for its annual refurbishment. So the nice thing is, this summer, they're both open. With the heat down here in the summer, as you know, the water parks are really a place to be. And even during our afternoon thunderstorms, you just, you know, go into a shelter for a little while. Once the storm passes and the lightning is out of the area, it opens up. And normally after a storm, there's not a lot of people there. Best time to be able to use the water park.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be like that this summer with the free first day. But yeah, I've seen that before where like you go to the water park, it starts to rain. Even if it's not a thunderstorm, it starts to rain. People are just like, I gotta leave. And I'm always like, I'm in the water.
Right.
What better place to be when it's raining? Like I've been in the lazy river in the rain.
I'm already wet.
I'm already wet. This is the only time I like being wet.
I know. And I'm the same way. I think it's great being in the water. I think when you have a reservation and you can get your first day free in the water parks, I would assume that the early part of the day would be busier because a lot of people, when you can check in the afternoon, they're going to want to check in at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So really late afternoon is a great time to go to the water parks. Especially down here, we've been very, very hot.
Yeah. I think part of the reason they're doing it, it makes a lot of sense, is a lot of people I talk to, DVC people, both DVC and non-DVC, have never been to the water parks. And it really surprises me that big Disney fans have never gone to them, even fans with kids, you know?
Right.
And I find them wonderful. I think both of them are great. I wouldn't take a trip just to go to them.
Right.
But as far as spending a day at them, we almost always went for one day during a trip. If you get that opportunity that first day, go ahead and check it out. So they're closing Blizzard Beach earlier than they would normally.
Correct.
Usually they waited till like late October that they would close the first water park. I'm guessing they're doing Blizzard Beach early because Typhoon Lagoon was closed most of the winter.
Yep.
So Blizzard Beach didn't really have a refurb. Blizzard Beach closed for like less than a month.
Yep.
Right, because they stayed open in April because of the 30th anniversary. I was actually there in April, and we went there during the 30th anniversary. They supposedly were having like celebrations. I didn't see anything. They didn't close Blizzard Beach till May 1st, and then they reopened it again Memorial Day. So I'm sure they didn't do any refurb in there. So I think that's why it's a little surprising because they used to close Typhoon Lagoon first, to have Blizzard Beach open for Christmas because it's kind of a Christmassy park with the snow theme and everything like that. And they have a music cycle there that they can put on. Actually, even their regular cycle has a few Christmas songs in them.
Yeah, but I love it.
They have an actual Christmas cycle that they put up, and they put up a Christmas tree and everything. Hopefully this means by closing in September that maybe by, you know, December 1st, they'll reopen Blizzard Beach and close down Typhoon Lagoon. Because, as I said, Christmas time is the time for Blizzard Beach.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's very festive.
And there's some quick bites here about some other changes coming to the parks, some closures for refurbs. Under the Sea, the Journey of the Little Mermaid will be closing for a very short refurbishment, July 21st through the 26th. I don't think that'll ruin too many people's vacation, but if part of your vacation falls in those 5 days, be aware that the Little Mermaid ride will be closed during that. We also got a closure date for Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin, and I know we talked previously, right, about the new technology they're going to be putting into that ride, and it's pretty exciting, but it looks like it's going to close a little early, because they said it was going to close like in the fall. It's actually going to close August 4th. So if your trip is after August 4th, you can expect Buzz Lightyear to be down. We have not been given an opening date other than sometime in 2026. So your guess is as good as mine. Also, Spaceship Earth is going to close for refurbishment on August 25th. And while this is not expected to result in extensive changes, the refurbishment could last for a few months, as the only information on reopening provided is later in the year. So it's supposed to open before the end of the year. My guess is they'll want to get it open before like Thanksgiving. Could be down for a few months, so I'm not sure what's going on there. I always joke they're going to finally fix that poor paper boy so he's not standing in the corner. You know the one I'm referring to, right, Sue?
Definitely, definitely. At least they toned his voice down the last time.
Oh, it was a little, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He used to be front and center, and that's all you'd hear is the paper boy hawking for the paper.
So for those that don't know, the scene where the printing press is, there's a paper boy, and he, for years and years, he was facing out at the audience,
right.
And at some point they turned him, so he's like facing in the corner,
right.
And he's still hawking the papers, and I always would joke with my daughter that it's like it's this mangled animatronic face that he's got there, and they had to turn him around because he was so hideous, so I guess we'll find out, maybe they'll fix him. And here's a little bit of a surprise, no real announcement or anything, but Hall of Presidents has reopened in Magic Kingdom as of June 29th. The show does feature the current president, and he is reciting the oath of office. So if you've missed Hall of Presidents, you want a chance to get back in there, or you just need a place to nap in Magic Kingdom, you got that reopening. It is good air conditioning in there.
Yes.
And lastly, just a reminder, since we're running down closures, Tom Sawyer Island and Liberty Bell Riverboat will be closing on July 7th for permanent closure. So you can bet if you go this weekend, you will see the longest lines in history for Tom Sawyer riverboats there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, everybody's going to want to get onto the bridges.
They're going to be like shooing people off that island at the end of the, you know, everybody's going to want to be the last person off the island. So they'll be like rounding them up. You're going to have the Disney police beating people with a switch or something. I don't know.
So how many of the pebbles and rocks do you think will be missing from that island that day?
Oh.
Souvenirs.
It's funny. Certainly the atmosphere created by having kind of this island and the water and everything is very nice, kind of a calm area in a sea of chaos that is Magic Kingdom. But as far as like a part of the park that has any relevance to me, Tom Sawyer Island, really, we went there once with our daughter when she was like, I don't know, 6 or 7. And like, she was bored by it. And, you know, we were bored by it, and we never went back. I know there's lots of people that love it, not me. So I see the concept art, and I think what they're going to do with having the cars area open towards the back of that area and have the front, I kind of picture it being like the, if you're in California Adventure, if you think about when you're walking towards Cars Land, you have like the backside of Grizzly River Rapids with just like waterfalls and things like that. I think they're going to have that that's what it's going to be like facing Frontierland. So I think it might still be a fairly calming area. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I'm okay with it. I mean, to me, Tom Sawyer's Island, I think it was fun for little kids and especially right. little boys. When they used to have the guns up there that you could actually click the guns and then suddenly those were gone. And I understand why, but it's the caves and everything. I know that my little nieces and nephews, when I brought them there, they liked it. It was a fun place for them to run around, blow off some steam, and not have to wait in line for anything. So it was a good place, but I'm really excited after being in Cars Land out in California.
That's true.
Being on the attraction, I'm really excited to seeing something like that here at the Magic Kingdom and taking that area that's kind of old and kind of giving it some new life.
It feels its age, right?
Yeah.
Some things to me don't that have been around for 50 years.
Right.
Pirates of the Caribbean, you ride that, it still feels like this is amazing, this ride.
Yep.
Tom Sawyer Island, it feels like a throwback to a different time of theme parks.
Yeah, it was when kids were younger and Davy Crockett was out there and there were a lot of Westerns out there.
Right.
And there we don't have that any longer. You have to kind of move on. And I really am looking forward to it being developed. And I've went past that area in the backstage of Disney on my way to an appointment. I had to cut through Disney property. And the trees that they've taken down, tons and tons of trees. I mean, I could see all the way to Tiana, the old Splash Mountain. And from the back, which you normally couldn't see on the back cast road, it was all trees. But it's a big area that they have cleared out.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the overhead?
Yep, the aerial.
Aerials that have been posted? Yeah, it's like, wow, that's a big area they cleared.
Yep, and that's why going past it. Physically going past and looking, going, whoa, you're right. It is a big area. I'm excited. I'm going to be excited to see the development and have to go back there several times for appointments. And so I'll get a chance to see as they're building it.
All right. Sounds good.
We have annual pass holder and DVC preview dates for Test Track. I know that the cast member previews have all gone. Cast members signed up for them so darn fast that some of the cast members I know just couldn't get into them. But the previews are going to be July 13th through the 16th, and then July 18th and 19th for a total of 6 days. Guests can join in a virtual queue at 7 a.m. or 1 p.m. on the day of. DVC members will also have an opportunity to ride on July 12th. Members need to have a stay booked on that day with the reservation made by July 6th. The registration will be opening up on July 8th, though exact timing has not been shared. In addition, Club 33 members and Golden Oak owners will have a preview day on July 11th. In other news, the ride will enter Lightning Lane as a Tier 1 along with Remy and Frozen, bumping Soarin' down to a Tier 2 for the Lightning Lane. So if you happen to have a reservation when you're here on July 12th, and you're here for when the DVC members can do the soft opening, then you can register. The registration opens up on July 8th. The exact time has not been shared yet, so just keep looking at the member site.
Probably 11 a.m. Eastern. That's usually
when
they do it.
Yeah, usually that's the time that they do it.
I would recommend to go and look up the link, and usually they open it up like an hour or so ahead of time. The way they've been doing it lately is you click on it, they basically put you in a virtual queue, and then they randomize the order so that it isn't like first come, first serve.
Right.
So I expect they'll do something like that.
Yep. I like the fact that they said you have to have a reservation and it has to be made by July 6th. There's nothing available. I checked.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, I checked and it's like, really? There's nothing. I can't find a room.
When is there ever any rooms available 2 weeks
at a time? And especially, almost never. Especially during a holiday area. So.
Well, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's July 8th, right?
Right. I love it.
We already talked about this, but you're not going to do the AP preview or anything like that?
No, I'm going to wait. And
yeah.
I'm going to be there for, let's see, I'm going early in August. Right now, I have some friends coming in and going to be going early in August. So I'm kind of thinking that we'll see if we can get into the Lightning Lane on that and try it out.
it's probably good because it'll spread out the Lightning Lane a little bit because there's only three tier ones in that park.
Right.
The only bad thing is by moving Soarin' to tier two, it's like everybody's going to take Soarin' as one of their tier twos.
Of course. Of course.
That will keep that one very popular. You won't be able to get a Soarin' for your fourth pick.
I don't think so. How about the Eat to the Beat?
The last bit of news we have is with Food & Wine only a month away, we are getting more news about this fan favorite festival. And the lineup for the Eat to the Beat concert series was announced with concerts scheduled Friday through Monday. There was a time at which they would do them all week long, but right. Now they just do, usually they have one band Friday and Saturday and then another band Sunday and Monday. Many of the usual suspects are there, but some new bands such as Katie Tunstall, Jordan Sparks, I think she was American Idol, right? Yep. Bowling for Soup, who fans of Phineas and Ferb may know, did the theme song for that show.
I didn't and realize then, that.
Yeah, and then even the Beach Boys have been added, which
yay.
I'm surprised there's still some of them alive, but I think I think one or two are still with the group. Yep. I wonder if they'll have John Stamos, because he's a big Disney fan.
Oh, yeah.
He plays with them a lot, so I wonder if he'll show up for those 2 days and get some park time in while he's here. The standard groups seem to favor the 1990s with the likes of Boyz II Men, Joey Fatone and Friends, The Fray, Hanson, they're there every year, and Smash Mouth is there. Now, I know the lead singer passed away a couple years ago for Smash Mouth, but obviously they're still going strong. Full lineup is available in our show notes. Any favorites that you saw that stand out that you want to see?
Yeah, I'd like to. I definitely Jordan Sparks and Hanson, the Boyz II Men I enjoy. I'd really like to see the Beach Boys, even though it's not the original, just a tribute to the Beach Boys. I grew up on that music.
Yeah.
And especially in the summertime. I mean, that takes me back to my younger days. So I'm looking forward to that. How about
honestly,
for you?
I did too. I mean, even though the Beach Boys were past their heyday when I was a kid, I remember listening to record. I did listen to records. So I remember listening. We had like a Beach Boys record we would listen to. I was more of a Beatles guy than a Beach Boys guy, but they had some great songs. When we're down there in October, Smash Mouth is there. And, you know, even for the overplayedness of of that one song, Hey Now, you're an all-star, right?
Yep.
They have some good songs. I had, or I still have, I guess, three or four of their CDs. And so I'm looking forward to that. And then also Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is there when we're there. We're just going to miss Boyz II Men, but I've seen them before. Yeah. And they put on a great show.
Yeah. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is going to be there on October Halloween. 31st. Yeah, Halloween. And they're good.
They're a lot of fun. I've actually seen them at Eat to the Beat before. And they put on a great show. You know, I mean, these shows are only usually like 30 to 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they run three times per night if you've never been down there, 5:30, 6:45, 8 p.m. They do have dining packages. Some of the more popular ones, you really have to line up early if you want to get in. A lot of times, if it's not a band that we really love, we'll just kind of try to be like in the American Showcase Pavilion in that around that time, and we'll like go over to the whatever the festival food place is there and get a beer and a bite to eat and listen to the concert from there, because you can hear the music. It's not as good, but if you're not a big fan of the band, it's kind of fun. We've done that a few times for Smash Mouth and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. We'll probably try to get a seat. I don't think I'll do the dining package, but at pretty much every Epcot table service restaurant has a dining package.
Yeah.
And I was looking, and in addition, they have one listed at the Regal Eagle.
Do they really?
Yes, but the way they described it, it was not a reserved. It was like a day of.
Okay.
So I would assume it's somewhat limited. I don't know how it works, but that one was only like $36. And I assume you get a drink, a meal, and a dessert at the quick service there. So if you don't want to spend the money for a reservation, that might be, you know, $60 to $80. That's an option, too. I think the other cheapest one I saw was the crepe restaurant that they opened next to Remy. I think that was $57. That was the cheapest of the table service. And most of them are in the $60 to $80 range. There's a couple of them that are close to $100, like I think Le Cellier is like $90-some dollars. So.
But I'll tell you, we did Le Cellier, my brother and his wife and my niece, and we did Le Cellier the last time. And really, and it was for the Christmas candlelight. Mm. And we were very impressed with the meal because you had a choice of an appetizer, right, an entree, and a dessert, and an alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage. And
alcoholic too. Okay.
Yeah. And they threw that in. And the steak there is fantastic. But it was really full meal and it was a delicious meal. And I thought it was well worth the money. And we got our seats, the reserved seats as well.
If we're being honest, you're probably paying like $15 premium or something like that versus what you would pay at the restaurant at most, you know, depending on what you order. It's really not a bad deal if there's a band you want to see.
Right.
And rather than spend an hour or something waiting in line, or like, obviously for the first show, people will line up for certain bands really early.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to line up, it's better to do it for the second and the third show. But even there, you might have to line up 6:45 show. You got to line up at 5:30.
Right.
Or close to afterwards. So you got to stand in line for an hour if you really want to get in.
Yep.
An hour of my time is worth $15.
It is. It is. And as I said, the meal was delicious. Service was excellent. And we really enjoyed it and said that's what we would do again.
Oh, and there's so many good restaurants. I mean, Via Napoli does it.
Oh, and I love
Via Napoli. You can do Nine Dragons if you don't want to spend a lot of money. You can, Chef de France does one.
Yep.
You can pretty much get any of them. As I said, go to the Disney website. We have a link in our show notes to the story. So you could go there, click on that. That'll take you to the story on the Disney Parks blog. And from there, you can click to the Disney Parks. But I'm going to tell you, in this particular case, just go to the Disney Parks dining events. If you go under, if you look under dining and then you select events, you go down and look for the Epcot Eat to the Beat dining packages. And they're all listed there. As I said, I looked at them this afternoon. Some of them were expensive, but again, $15, $20 premium at most. It's worth it if you really love a band and you want to see it, for sure.
Because you'll be down close.
Yeah. Yeah, because the seats you get will be good.
Yeah.
I do miss, there was a couple of years they had a DVC lounge in the American Pavilion where they have Club 33 now.
Yep.
And if you went to the DVC lounge during the Eat to the Beat concerts, they gave you a wristband for the Eat to the Beat concerts and you could get in. That was a nice perk. I liked that one. Bring that back, Disney.
As we say, perks can change.
Yeah, that's true. Not always for the better.
Nope.
That's all we got for news this week. Sue, do you have anything else that you've been hearing about or anything you want to mention?
Nope, not much out there. I'm looking forward to getting back into the park after the holiday is over with. I'll start going back into the park. I want to see the nighttime parade, and I can't wait to see Magic Kingdom with a nighttime parade with the lights and everything. It's just so magical.
I know. Can you believe it's been like 9 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. It is. And to me, the nighttime parade was my all-time favorite because everything is dark and the parades are all lit up.
It's so much better than the daytime parade.
Oh, it is. It is.
So much.
Yep. To me, the daytime parade is a parade. It's nice. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it's nothing. You just don't get that chills type feeling. And when I see the nighttime parade, like when I went out to California and you saw it coming towards you, you just light up like a little kid.
Oh, I know. And I can't wait because, like, I mean, I love Main Street Electrical Parade. I loved Spectrum Magic. But then I went out and saw Paint the Night, and I was like, wow, they really have taken this technology.
Yep.
And I know Paint the Night's there intermittently, but that one is impressive.
It is.
And I really can't wait to see what they're going to do with 2025 technology.
Yep.
In a nighttime parade, because those other parades, that was all like pre-LED and things like that.
Yep.
Those were little screwed in light bulbs.
That's right. That's right. So, that worked on a computer.
Yep. Yep. I'm definitely excited. That is 100% like I have to do in October when we go.
Yep.
So, and hopefully by then it'll be a little less crowded and hopefully they'll still be doing two of them a night. Cause I like the idea of watching the fireworks, letting a bunch of people leave, and then
watch
the
second one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. That's the one I go for. I'm with you. But other than that, not much. Tomorrow night here in Celebration, we've got fireworks down in town if the rain holds up. But the nice thing is living here, I'll be listening to all the fireworks from Disney.
Yeah.
And if I do go up to the golf course and stand at the golf course, I can see the ones from Epcot. which is kind of nice. And you can't hear the music, but that's okay. Just to see the spectacular fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they all have special endings for the 4th, right? Yep. The Epcot and the Magic Kingdom ones.
Yep. And Magic Kingdom will be shown on Friday as well as Saturday. No.
Today's
the 3rd. So tonight, there'll be the fireworks. And then tomorrow night at Magic Kingdom. But tomorrow night, they're preventing people from viewing it at the Polynesian. And over at the Grand Floridian, they'll have to have wristbands. And only guests who are staying there will be given the wristbands.
Yeah.
And I understand that because everyone tries to make a dinner reservation so that they can be there to see the fireworks. And then the people who are paying to stay at the resort get crowded out. So I do understand that. Tonight, they were allowing anybody. So if you had a dinner reservation, you could stay and see the fireworks.
Cool. All right. And with that, let's just give a quick shout out to our sponsors, which in addition to the DVC Resale Market, also the DVC Rental Store and Monera Financial for their continued support of the MyDVC Points platform. And again, if you are interested in the MyDVC Points community, check out our Facebook group, MyDVC Points on Facebook. It's a great group of people. We have a kind of a core group that is there kind of making sure that it's a very open, very friendly environment for members to come and talk and ask questions and things like that. If you have not become a member there, go ahead over there on Facebook and you can sign up to that group. I think you just have to answer a couple of simple questions. Yeah. They just have that so they know you're not a bot. check that out. And with that, I think we're going to say goodbye and happy Independence Day, everybody. Go America.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
MyDVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. MyDVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.